Rabbi Kivega is often Messiah with Torahim and Vashem Yoinai. Of Chazalsi, Yugaita, Vele Matzosa, Al Tamin, Yugaita, Matzosa, Tamin. So Rabbi Kivega was not Miyageya enough? Like, what's Pshat Net? This is a Gibald Geshaila. And Gibaldu from Rabbi Robert, the Sayyidist, to answer it. Rabbi Robert taught that a Kasha Zeichtaya. Meaning that Yugaita Umatzos of Rabbi Kivega is that he was Moitza the Kashigo. A Kasha Zeichtaya. And they brought a good market to the Israel state that there were 24 Kashas that Reish Lakish would ask and 24 Siyaitis that Rabbi Loza would bring. And stayed in, and there was the member, Alain. There was the member of Rabbi Eichanan, and then there were 24, so that's 49. So the Mem Tesponim were those Mem Tesponim. So it says that the 24 Kashas, the other Kasha Alain is upon him in Torah. In Techapsena Kimat Moinim, the Gemara Shtel, so Kimat Moinim Mem Tes. The Mem Tesponim include the 24 Kashas. So the Kasha Alain is upon him in Torah. This is Reida Kibalim Rebobeh. I recently heard B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Gusman that he drilled very nicely. He said that those were, sometimes Taisus will say, on a Kasha V'yesh Lema. Sometimes Taisus will say, Loi Kasha Klal. Main Taisus to Zogan that Loi Kasha Klal means to Zogan that the Kasha Nishkin Parameteira. Yesh Lema means to Zogan that the Kasha Zeich Parameteira. Now, Sidor Aponim V'la Teret Zeich. Sidor Aponim, the Sea Item, Sidor the Kushia. But if Taisu Zog Loi Kasha Midi or Loi Kasha Klal, Taisu Main says over that this Kasha, Dafin Freyim Magi Vesnish, but this is not a Besundere Ponim in Teira. That's like a very important point. I mean, you know, every Kasha has to be weighed. I had an honor to see that in the Chedush Reb Shleim, in the beginning of Yevamos, he has a Kasha. At the end, he says, Ulani is Daiti Harehi Kush Yenachayna. Now, what does that mean? If you don't know Pshat, so Yenachayna, not Nachayna, you got to ask the Kasha, you got to answer it. Like, what's made it to Zogan? He said, like he had a whole shekel, if this is a kushin achayna. If you don't have the answer, so then you're stuck. So you got to deal with this question. And made to talk to this shekel. He had a shekel, is this question just about mevesin gornish? Or this is mevesin yeh, and it's a shtim takanish, and the kashalein is upon him in Torah. That was the hachor that he was saying, like, he's daiti harei kushin achayna. So, made over here, Rabbi Kivega's yoga umotza could be upon him in Torah, but velch upon him, might be upon him with the kasha. The Giyazayna was made to go to Kasha, that Ponim. It's not all about having the Teretz. The Kasha Alein is a Ponim Teira, and that's the Zich, what's Maravich Shmaitz a lot. Very often a person is afraid of a Kasha, he's busy being Matrit. That's Shtusarai. The Kasha Alein is a good thing. A person is afraid, I can't have a Kasha, you know, I gotta have an answer, but maybe he'll just start throwing Shmachet the Chuyim. The whole attitude is wrong. A good to Kasha is a Zay good, we are good to Teretz. A Zay good, they're both Ponim Teira. That is l'chayre, you know, the Chibah Guna to the Shaila with that itself from Saul Guzman, very shy for peace. Okay.